Tortuga Alert by the Pool for Joan, September 24th, 2016. There are exotic birds in the pool area, some in cages, some free in the banana trees. Two of the caged birds are varieties of parrots, and several others are parakeets. They are brought out by staff in mid-morning and climb obstacles in their cages, hang upside down on swings, break sunflower seeds with stout beaks. There are also two tortugas in the undergrowth by the pool. They are more difficult to find because they are not colorful and make no noise. After looking and not finding them, I give up the hunt till security man Juan finds one and calls me to admire it. The smaller of the two is underneath the plant leaves and nestled in shade in a moist area. No agua, Juan says, wagging his finger. He picks up the tortuga and holds it up in the air. Its hands, feet, neck, and head remain inside its shell. It looks like a rock with a hole in the middle. Tortugas make good pets. They eat leafy plants, don't tear up flower beds, eat insects, and are quiet to a fault, and hibernated if it ever gets cold enough in Granada. One carefully places the turtle on pebbles, but it doesn't change its attitude of withdrawal. I return to the pool and don't hear a peep out of any of them. All I hear is a rooster next door that wakes me up every morning and struts all day, full of himself. Tortugas don't talk much, but if they do, I listen.